This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, live and in living color as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our flagship Salem Media Group stations in Tampa, Florida. We are a nationally syndicated show on the GCN Live Radio Network via the Westwood One XDS satellite. A special shout-out to our good friends, our new friends in Denver, Colorado, AM 710 News Talk KNUS, a Salem Media Group affiliate station. And we are heard around the world broadcasting, where many of our military men and women are listening overseas right now. Thank you for your service to America, to our first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, and our 911 operators, too. Thank you for what you do, keeping America free and safe. To all those who work on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the candlestick makers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the convenience store clerks, also security and construction crews as well. Thanks for all you do. Don't forget to go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com website and click on the USCCA logo that's right there to register for the free gun a day giveaway and find out what a USCCA membership could do for you. Joining us right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
This is going to be a fun show.
Oh, yes.
All right, let's get started with the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, this couldn't have happened to a nicer group of people if it had been planned and scheduled for weeks in advance. But President Trump yesterday denied a military aircraft, for use with Nancy Pelosi and her delegation of Democratic congressmen that were going to take a little trip, not only to Brussels to visit NATO, but they were going to go to Afghanistan and visit the troops, and it was going to be a fact-finding, this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. They were going to be gone for about a week, when every one of them should be right there in the Capitol doing what they're supposed to be doing to get the government back open again.
You're absolutely right about that, Captain. I think there are a lot of people out there this morning who are wondering why on earth would, especially the Speaker of the House, who would be one of the primary people involved in these negotiations, why she would leave the country for a week. Ostensibly, it's to go and thank the troops and these kinds of things and go to Brussels and get some sort of briefing. But goodness gracious me, the president, of course, has stayed in Washington over the Christmas holidays, stayed there, has been asking to have negotiations, and of course, this was a way for Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats to try to look as if, you know, they're just going to keep on doing their own thing. One particular interesting thing, though, Captain, there was a U.S. Air Force bus that
charter
was
bus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, charter bus that was chartered in order to take a significant group of Democrat congresspeople to Joint Base Andrews, where they supposedly were going to be wheeled up with Nancy Pelosi yesterday. And as soon as this letter came down about an hour before they were supposed to depart, the bus evidently had to pull over. They had to wait for a while. They were wondering if they're really going to go on this trip or not. One of those people is one of our favorite congressmen, Captain, Representative Adam Schiff from California. Yeah, he was simply quoted as saying, "I don't have any comment about it." But we understand that many of these representatives were furious, as we're told.
Oh, too bad.
Yep.
And let me tell you something. Who is going to pay for all of this, I ask?
Well, the American government.
The American taxpayers. Okay, now, is that fair to the 800,000 or so people that are not working, some of whom are not getting checks, including the United States Coast Guard, and hopefully that will change very soon with legislation that's out there. Is that fair to any of them that these people are gallivanting around on our dime?
Well, of course it isn't, but of course here we have, again, a double standard, Captain. Imagine if this had been a group, a bus full of Republican congresspeople going overseas on a press, or a fact-finding junket or whatever, and then they would have come under immense criticism because of those 800,000 people, those TSA workers, all the government essential workers who are working without pay right now. This is just a slap in their face. And Nancy Pelosi really absolutely miscalculated this in a grand fashion.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, let me just play something here real quick. This was the president yesterday at the Pentagon.
Without a strong border, America is defenseless, vulnerable, and unprotected. I also want to thank the military for helping us out during the big caravan period. But now you have more caravans forming, and they're on the way up. Thousands and thousands of people. We don't know where they're from, who they are, nothing. We need strong borders. We need strong barriers and walls. Nothing else is going to work. Everyone knows it. Everybody's saying it now. It's just a question of time.
And that's exactly what the president said. He went on to say more, which we'll play in the next segment coming up here. But, Kyle, you know something? There's not a person out there that doesn't understand that this was all agreed to begin with, all of it. And then all of a sudden they did an about-face for whatever reason. And we're going to have some tit-for-tat going on here. That's obvious. But guess what? I think the person that owns the football right now is the president.
Well, absolutely, absolutely, and certainly the Democrats have voted for a border wall, essentially, in the past, or they've been supportive of it. But of course, now it's about Donald Trump, and they want to do anything they can to resist him. I guess if it even means making sure that our borders are open for people who mean us harm to cross over it.
Yeah, hold that thought, folks. We're going to take a break. Kyle and I are going to come right back. I'm going to play the rest of what the president had to say. It's about another 30 seconds worth of what he said at the Pentagon, and I'm in total agreement with the president on this one. And what the hell are these people doing flying around on our dime when we got people not getting a check sitting on their butts? Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and there's no better time to get a quote from your local GEICO agent. You can get a great rate with a personal touch. Ask about insurance for more than just your car, because your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for almost anything you own. They offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or RV, and it can even help with homeowners or renters insurance through the GEICO insurance agency nearest you. Now, GEICO's been serving people and saving them money for more than 75 years, and they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. They are my insurer of record. You can always get GEICO's Fast Fair Claim Service, too. All you got to do is go to GEICO.com. That's G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, for more information, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, back to the president here, because there's about 39 more seconds of him talking here. I'm going to play this and let him finish up what he was saying at the Pentagon about the border and about needing to have a strong border. So here we go. I think here we go.
This should have been done many years ago. It should have been done by other other presidents. And it wasn't. Just like many of the other things we're doing that could have been done many years ago, whether it's our negotiations with North Korea, moving the embassy to Jerusalem. So many things were supposed to have been done many years ago, and they weren't, but we're doing them. A wall has to be built. We need security at our southern border. Drugs flow in. Tremendous percentages of the drugs coming into our country come from the southern border. We're not going to allow it to happen. And that is why our homeland security professionals have asked Congress for a steel barrier.
And yes, they have asked them for a steel barrier, a see-through steel barrier, which is fine. Double reinforced steel, and I have no problem with that. And I'll tell you what else, Kyle. We know about the drugs because we have a very large, we've got two very large Coast Guard installations right here in my backyard. Coast Guard Air Station St. Petersburg, one of the largest Air Force, one of the largest Coast Guard air units in the country sits right here. And then we've also got a unit, Coast Guard Station St. Petersburg, that has the ocean-going cutters that goes down into Central and South America. Sometimes they also go out into the Pacific Ocean. But it's a very active crew here, and there's not a cruise that doesn't go by that they're not coming in with just lots and lots and lots of drugs that they managed to find on some of these boats and other devices, submarines and whatever else the drug cartels are using to try to get drugs into this country.
Exactly, exactly right. And of course, they're always going to try to be creative, or they're going to use whatever avenue that they can find in order to try to bring their drugs, which destroy our kids and destroys people's lives here in this country. But that's one of the reasons, again, why, you know, you need to have a barrier. And the barrier that they're talking about, the idea of the steel barrier with the slats or what have you, the Border Patrol seems to be pretty happy with that idea. They're the ones who are on the front lines. But right, there's going to be all kinds of different ways that we're going to interdict these kinds of things coming into our country. But to somehow go down this road, Captain, where people are saying, well, the walls are immoral and this kind of thing from the very people.
Give me a break.
Yeah, exactly. These are the very
people. What's immoral is what's going on as a result of not having the wall.
Exactly right. In other words, every single parent listening to this program would wholeheartedly agree that we need to secure our schools.
Yep.
There should be fences around our schools. Why? So that bad people can't get into the schools.
Sure.
And do something terrible. And so, you know, walls and fences are immoral. They are not immoral. They are absolutely necessary in a civilized society where we're actually serious about protecting people.
Absolutely right. And folks, I'm speaking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, host of the Kyle Warren Show. We'll tell you more about that here in a little bit. Now, the Marist poll, which is a poll that sometimes is favorable to the conservatives and President Trump, and sometimes it's not, came out with a very interesting rating on President Donald Trump's approval rating yesterday. It jumped 19 points during all of this stuff going on about the border, with Latinos who are supporting this president, and these are probably, for the most part, the ones that came here legally that I keep running into that say, we don't want anybody to go ahead of us.
Well, exactly right. And people who have come here legally, regardless of their country of origin or what have you, or their ethnicity, everybody understands, Captain, that having illegal aliens pour over the border and come into our society with not coming through legal means, we want to establish that, but they depress the wages for everybody, whether
mm-hmm.
you're Hispanic or you're African American, what have you. It's a major blight on the economy itself. Now, some will say, well, this and that, it's not so bad, and so forth, but I don't know, where would you ever draw the line then? Because you could always try to come up with some kind of weird justification, but we're talking about the fundamental idea of coming across the border illegally is wrong inherently. That's the inherently wrong thing that's happening.
Yeah. Something else that came out of the woodwork yesterday was the former presidential lawyer, Trump lawyer, Michael Cohen, is now reconsidering whether or not he's actually going to testify in front of Congress. He's having cold feet because I guess he's been caught again in a lie or two with some of the things that have been released here lately.
Well, yes, and you know, Rudy Giuliani, one of the president's lawyers, of course, you know, recently talked about Cohen. You know, he was being held up as some sort of, you know, this major witness now against Trump and the media. Now the media's on his side, kind of thing. But he said, look, I mean, this guy he's a liar, you know, and he's already been established to be one. So if you want to bring him up and have him testify and do this kind of stuff, and then have at it, because the American people will make a decision, perhaps, that the TV people and the resist Trump people in the party, the Democrat Party, they're not going to like.
All right. Now, a lot of people know in the audience who the United Kingdom's Nigel Farage is. You want to just explain him for a minute?
Right. Nigel Farage, he was essentially the person who spearheaded and came up with the Brexit plan, essentially.
Now, he says, and I quote, "No more Mr. Nice Guy if second Brexit vote happens."
Yes, exactly right. And he said, essentially, he says, you know, the other side's organized, they're prepared, and I'm just paraphrasing here, they've raised money for this, and of course it was a big fight the first time around, or, you know, just a major, a discussion amongst the people in the UK, and of course the Brexit passed back in 2016, but now he's kind of indicating that the gloves will be off, he'll fight very, very hard if they try to go to a second referendum.
Oh, by the way, Stephen King, the congressman from Iowa, who was removed from some committees that he was on, the Republicans did that over his white supremacist comments that he'd made, which he has also said he understands that he wasn't thinking correctly at the time or whatnot. The voters now in Iowa are torn in what they should or should not do about Stephen King. Matter of fact, Iowa voters are pretty much evenly divided over his future.
Yes, and this is, of course, he's been rebuked wholeheartedly by members of the Republican Party, Mitch McConnell, most notably, of course. I think the White House has also weighed in on this. Again, Representative King is saying he sort of misspoke or got taken out of context, but I think people are not buying that at this point. I think they're looking at it as a very serious sort of thing to have said in the context that it was said in, and so there are a lot of consequences he's facing for that right now.
By the way, there's a suggestion that's been made to us. I sent you the little email thing from James, a listener in Clearwater, and he wants to know what we would think about having the State of the Union in a certain location. You want to reveal that location?
Yes, he's suggesting it should be an Independence Hall in Philadelphia.
And the significance of that is?
Well, of course, that's where the Declaration was signed.
Yeah, and then again, somebody said they should bring in Border Patrol and ICE agents and legal people trying to get into the country legally and anything, you know, that's pertaining to legal immigration and have them there in the crowd and have the president speak from there.
Well, you know, that would be a very, very interesting backdrop to what's going on right now, because of course Nancy Pelosi has tried to put the kibosh on the State of the Union for, I think, political reasons, not security reasons. It's already been shown to be a de facto wrong thing to believe that somehow security would be less than it normally would be, and I think that's important to point out. But it certainly would be a good backdrop, because this, if not when should we have a State of the Union other than when the government is shut down?
All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren. Wayne's got the week off this week. He's got a lot of things he's up to, so we'll tell you all about that next week. But I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says President Trump's decision to postpone Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's overseas travel is completely appropriate.
Why would she want to go overseas with government shut down, with people missing their paychecks? And if we don't get this back open, they could miss their paycheck again by next week.
McCarthy also believes,
I think it's appropriate that we would get back together. It would not take long, and we could solve this problem.
Mr. Leader. President Trump was speaking at the Pentagon when he once again reiterated that border security is key to keeping America safe.
A wall has to be built. We need security at our southern border. Drugs flow in. Tremendous percentages of the drugs coming into our country come from the southern border. We're not going to allow it to happen.
Day four of the Los Angeles teacher strike with both sides digging their heels in. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
The Captain's America Third Watch.
Yeah, you are. And in a minute, you're going to listen to Kyle Warren, if this works. It's trying to fire up. It's cold, folks. These little liners. I want to play this one if it'll play. But anyway, coming back on the Captain's America Third Watch, I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, broadcasting from Tampa, Florida, all across the country. And we hope that you're staying warm tonight out there. And you guys and gals out there in the mid part of the country, I-70, I-80, I don't need to tell you, big old snow and another big push of snow coming behind it. Major snowstorm coming across the middle part of the United States, headed for the East Coast by this weekend and Monday. And that football game there in Kansas City, yep, should be some white stuff on the ground. Well, let's see. That's not going to work, so I'm going to stop that right there and back to Kyle Warren. Okay, Kyle.
Hi, this is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics and host of the Kyle Warren Show, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now it's your turn. That sat there all that time trying to fire up. I have no idea why it was doing that. But, well, oh well.
That's technology sometimes.
Yeah, modern technology. Must be the Cubans are working it. Okay, well, you know, the shutdown has also shut down something else. It's called 42,000 immigration court cases that were on the calendar. And you got to wonder where these people are coming from. Are these people that are in the system that are waiting to come back and be heard, or are they people that are in detention? Because we're never told how many people are being detained, are we?
Well, that's exactly right. And so they are waiting. That some have been waiting perhaps – even for years at this point, in order to have their hearing. So we understand it's approximately 42,700 plus cases that aren't being heard because of the shutdown right now, and that number is going to grow. We understand to maybe over 100,000 if we don't see a budget from the federal government anytime soon.
Well, the other thing that we know is we've had 1,000 people come in a caravan from Guatemala by way of the Honduras and El Salvador. Another 1,000 people have worked their way into Mexico. They are moving in our direction. There's at least two more caravans with several thousand people. Don't know the exact total because one of them is supposed to be the big one. And by the time they all get into Mexico, we could have as many as 10 or 15,000 people trying to get towards the American border again, which is why we've got to get this resolved. And this is an emergency. We can't let these people keep coming into this country. We just can't.
Well, and we have to try to avoid the inevitable border confrontation that can ensue, as we saw with the first caravan, caravan that made big news, because at some point somebody's going to try to get across the border, and then and unfortunately you have individuals who will throw rocks and attack Border Patrol agents, and then of course out comes the tear gas, and then it's off and running from there. But what the president has been trying to do, I think, Captain, with his very strong stance against the so-called caravans and so forth, is to try to dissuade people from trying to pursue this kind of entry into the United States. Otherwise, we'll have many, many more caravans. But, you know, Captain, somebody, of course, you know, I'll follow the money on this whole thing. Somebody is hoping to organize these things. There's obviously got to be logistical support. I mean, could we get 4,000 people together and try to get them to walk from, Orange County, California to, Denver, Colorado or something?
Not hardly.
Yeah, exactly. Without any kind of actual, I mean, just people start up and start walking down the highway or something, it would be a logistical nightmare for food, water, sanitation, medical care, and so forth. So these aren't simply organic, things that come together naturally. Somebody is doing this on purpose in order to create this kind of problem at the border.
Now, former Ohio Governor John Kasich, who, of course, was term limited out and couldn't run for reelection, shame, shame, in Ohio, is now working for CNN as a commentator, and he is capitalizing on his CNN job with fundraising emails because he's out there emailing people asking for money for an exploratory campaign in 2020.
That's right. We understand his email had a link in it regarding his appearance, his recent appearance on Cuomo's primetime show, Cuomo Primetime on CNN, asking for donations of $25, $50, or $100, those kind of things. So, yeah, he's definitely capitalizing on that. And, of course, you know, Kasich is no friend of Donald Trump, probably no friend of Trumpism. And I really think that's going to be the downfall of somebody like Kasich if he comes out to try to challenge the president for the nomination. Because it's one thing to talk about Trump and we hear everybody talk about his tweets and all this kind of stuff. But Trumpism is what got President Trump elected. This is what people are happy about, with the jobs and the factories and the regulations being rolled back and taxes being cut. You know, is Kasich going to support those kinds of things as vigorously? I don't see that happening.
I am very glad that you just mentioned jobs, because it just so happens that right here in front of me, I've got some of the latest numbers from the weekly jobless claims, which fell. The Middle Atlantic factory activity, which has gone up with the factories in the Middle Atlantic states, North Carolina, Virginia, South Carolina, West Virginia included in that, Kentucky included in that. They're back up again from a 2.5-year low, driven by a surge in new orders. Manufacturers are also upbeat about business conditions over the next 6 months. They were slightly less optimistic about capital spending, but state unemployment benefits decreased 3,000 to a seasonably adjusted 213,000 for the week that just ended January 12th. And these are all still good numbers coming in at a time when we've got a government shutdown going on for the last 28 days. I believe today's number 28.
Well, right, and these are great numbers, and these numbers translate into actual people, you know, people who have a job when they didn't have a job maybe this time last year or this time 2 years ago or maybe throughout the entire 8 years of the Obama administration, this kind of thing. So things are looking up. And, you know, Captain, if we had a way back machine and we went back to, you know, the, say, mid-1980s, right before the 84 election, these kinds of things were, I mean, things were looking up across the country. Mm-hmm. President Reagan was unstoppable.
Yeah.
And to think somehow that the media has such a stranglehold on the narrative, that people, A, aren't hearing about these things. So I'm so glad you're telling people that across the highways and byways. We're seeing almost a mirror image of that to center politically and with successes that are going on. So, President Trump has a lot to be proud of, but we're not hearing about it.
Now, of the 800,000 or so government workers who have been furloughed, not, you know, laid off, furloughed, but they're still considered to be full-time employees, because guess what? They're going to get paid the money while they're on this furlough. So technically, they are not unemployed. They're just unpaid employees that will be getting paid. So they're not counted in this. Otherwise, I'm sure the numbers would be different. And somebody, you know, started talking about fuzzy math. One of the Democrats, I heard him yesterday talking about this, that, and the other. Well, these people should all be counted, blah, 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 and all that stuff. No, they still got jobs. And by the way, when they go back to work, they're going to get one huge paycheck just thrown at them for the time that they were out.
Exactly right. So that is not a one-to-one correspondence with someone else who might have lost a job but has no prospect of getting paid for something else that they're, in that regard. But overall, you know, people, and this is happening across ethnic and racial and even cultural lines. This is the kind of thing that our society should be like. Everybody should be doing better. This is exactly what President Trump is engineering by his actions, and that's the most American thing we can possibly think of, but it's those, Captain, who seek to divide us, to make us hate our neighbor and hate our neighbor because they're this or they support that and this, whatever it is. And you've got people that are just making their own political future on the fact that people are fighting. But President Trump is doing everything he can to bring people together, and we do that. We start with that with a robust, good economy.
Yep. Now, we're going to run out of time here, so I can't talk about what I was going to talk about. I'll wait till my military segment to do that. But tell us how we can hear your show.
Oh, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And it's there every day, and you have a podcast that's there, and people can definitely hear that. And is it Talk2K.com? Is that the other website?
Yes, exactly. And KyleWarrenShow.com will take you right to my show.
All right, very good. And we will talk to you on the weekend show coming up tonight. So get yourself all ready to go on that one. That's going to be another barn burner, I think.
Looking forward to it.
All right, thanks, Kyle.
Thank you.
All right, Kyle Warren, host of the Kyle Warren Show, KyleWarrenShow.com. And as I said, the job numbers were very good this week again. And, you know, like him or not, Donald Trump is doing the job. And, oh, by the way, veterans unemployment is at an 18-year low. I'll be right back with our first Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Get ready for the snow shovels.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. And you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind.
All righty, that's Merle Haggard and the theme from Moving On, the first trucker show on TV that was an hour long, and there was, I don't know, must have been 30 years ago now, 30, 35 years. But anyway, a major winter storm, ladies and gentlemen, to impact the central and eastern United States all through the weekend. Now, an impactful Pacific storm is moving east, and it's going to redevelop into a significant winter storm. Heavy snow to the north of this storm and heavy rain to the south in the deep south, with freezing rain at the junction, will form over the central U.S. starting today.
going into Saturday, going into Sunday, and carrying over into Monday in the northeastern part of the country. Now, this system shifts into the eastern states on Saturday with heavy snow from the Midwest to the Northeast and heavy rain from the Mid-South to the Middle Atlantic. Now, there will be freezing rain, too, in other areas, and some areas are going to receive snow in measures of feet, perhaps 1 to 2 feet. There has been reports in the Rocky Mountains where the storm came out of. There's actually been two storms came out of the Rocky Mountains this week, that 6 feet of snow fell in parts of the Rocky Mountains, the Sierra Nevadas. Now, let me just start with, I'll go out to where all of this starts right now. If you're on I-90, if you're on I-80, if you're on I-70, you're either going to be in heavy snow, blizzard conditions to the north, central part along I-80, not I-90. You'll have snow, steady snow all the way to the east, and it's going to get worse as the weekend goes along. I-70, it'll definitely be an adventure for you there, too. Now, there is a blizzard warning right now for a lot of Iowa with 30 to 40 mile an hour winds and a driving snow right now. They're advising no unnecessary travel on I-80 right now in Iowa, so be careful. And for you guys that are hunkered down in the truck stops, you stay safe and stay warm. Out in South Dakota, I-90, right now you've got some very bad driving conditions. You've got snow across most of South Dakota. You've got snow across most of Nebraska, snow across most of Kansas, rain to the south, southern Kansas, where there's no snow. Missouri, you've got rain and freezing rain and snow up on the northern border with Iowa. And then coming over into Minnesota, going across I-90, you've got snow there, blowing and drifting snow, and snow south of the Twin Cities. It's not up there yet. And you've got snow in the southern part of Wisconsin, snow across most of Illinois, snow across most of Indiana, and snow across most of Ohio, I-90, I-80, I-70, moving into Pennsylvania, moving into West Virginia, moving into Virginia, and Maryland. Again, I-70, I-80, I-90, I-76, snow. Snow across all of upstate New York. Lake effect snow is still kicking in, still snowing up there. All of upstate New York, all of Vermont, all of New Hampshire, and most of Maine, and all of Massachusetts, and most of Connecticut and Rhode Island right now. That storm is going to follow that path as well as drift on down further south and come across Virginia. But it's going to be a real barn burner, so be safe. Now, let me go down into Alabama, the central part of Alabama, the Pensacola section of Florida going west, most of Mississippi, all of southern Louisiana, heavy pea soup, dense fog tonight. Be careful. And then going out to Texas, the storm is developing out there in western Texas. You may see a mixture of rain as well as some freezing rain in higher elevations. If you are in New Mexico and you're traveling along I-40, there is snow in the elevated areas on both sides of Albuquerque along I-40. Arizona, you're looking dry tonight, believe it or not. California, you're looking good, except for the northern part of California along the Sierra Nevadas, where we still have snow. Now, let me also remind everybody that Washington State, east of Seattle, you've got some snow flurries up on Snoqualmie and right on down I-5 all the way down to the state of Oregon. Okay, let me go to an area right now of the country. This is Dan the Man in Lafayette, Indiana, and you told me you were going to get how much snow over the next day or two?
All total over the weekend, we're supposed to get 16 inches.
Okay, well, see, you're right in that area. I can see it right now. You're right in that area.
Well, wind gust of 30 to 40 miles an hour.
And there goes the neighborhood, yep.
Yeah, blizzard condition.
So tell me what's on your mind.
Well, I think really two things. They're all political. One, they should move the State of the Union to the Senate. I heard Rand Paul talk about that today.
That's a great idea.
All right, so you move it to the Senate. There's not much you can do with Pelosi if anything's going to happen to her.
Don't even invite him.
Oh, no, I wouldn't. You know, if you want to come, come.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
If you don't, I understand, because you don't want him to sit there wearing black, look with stoic faces, and do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have it in the Senate. Carried on the tradition like you normally do.
Mm-hmm.
I like the thing about Independence Hall, but I don't know if you could get everybody you need into that little building.
Well, the suggestion was to put, like, ICE agents and Border Patrol people and Coast Guardsmen and, you know, all the people related with the border.
The Supreme Court, the Joint Chiefs, you know, all that. Yeah, I would put the backdrop in, instead of having her sitting behind you in the house with her eyes blinking Morse code for an hour.
Yeah.
You know, you might as well just go to the Senate, be done with it. It would be historic. It also would be throwback in her. The only way she's ever going to be persuaded is going to be by her caucus in the House.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to put pressure on her to change her ways.
I agree.
That may take a while, but this would be the first step in.
Well, there's starting to be a movement afoot. The Democrats that I've been talking to and different reports I've seen, emails coming back and forth, because every time they send something out to their minions, I get that because they don't realize that I'm on their mailing list, but that's okay. I've got myself cloaked, so I get the information they're sending out. But they are starting to get the message, and their people are grumbling in the ranks.
Oh, that's sneaky what you do. That's good.
Sorry, that's what's called intel.
That's what you call a Paul.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think you look at some of this freshman class, other than the Ocasio-Cortezes of the world. A lot of these guys were middle-of-the-road military veterans.
Yep.
They got their opportunity. They took it. They succeeded. But a lot of these military veterans that have been elected to the House last year, they're no more cut out to be a Democrat than I would be, which would be not at all. They're actually Republicans in Democrat clothes. And I think it's going to be those 40 or 50 new ones that are going to have to put pressure on her before it changes.
Mm-hmm.
But like I told you one other time, she doesn't act like a Speaker of the House.
No.
She acts like a Prime Minister.
And what'd you think about the airplane?
You know, I was surprised she never asked for her own plane. Like she did with Obama. People forget that one.
Well, no, wait a minute. She did ask for her own plane, and she was turned down.
Right.
She was told she wanted the same plane she had before, and she was told, no, you're going to have a smaller plane at your disposal, but it's only like a 15-seater.
Well, I was told what I remember. I never remember a Speaker of the House having a plane. You know, called Nancy Pelosi's.
Gingrich had one at his disposal, and so did Jim Wright, but they had the smaller ones, like the Lear Jets or something like that.
Yeah, they had the old Cessna Queen Air, Beechcraft Queen
That's
Air.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah, but this is unheard of, because when she was Speaker under Obama, she had a regular Air Force plane.
Yeah.
You know, they were flying her from Washington to
Yeah, she had like a 737 jet. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a good size. It was like the old Air Force One.
Yeah, she'd take her entourage with her.
Yeah, well, I'm glad she didn't get that.
All right, well, we're coming up on the top of the hour break, Dan. Here comes the music. I'm going to let you go, but be careful up there in all that snow.
I will, and I will talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Dan. Appreciate it. All right, folks, and don't forget, Moss Family Automotive brings you our Highway and Byway Report, Moss Family Automotive. Google them. Find out what it's all about. You serve, you save. All active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active, retired, and 911 dispatchers, too. Get preferred pricing, saving you thousands of dollars. I'll be right back with Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, right after this top of the hour news report.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.